Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this morning. I do sure appreciate that. A beautiful day in the capital city. Looks like we may have some thunderstorms moving in a little bit later, but get out there and enjoy it this morning because it's very, very nice out there. And in here, we're joined on the show today by Aaron McCarter. We've also got, his better, I don't know what, three-fourths?
She's all.
Yeah. get up on that microphone, Aaron. Move that to you a little bit. They're behind the new thrift store coming to Helena. Big Sky Resale, thrift store and consignment, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. It's a big title. You guys took a couple of lines to fit it on the sign. Thanks for coming by today. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're pretty excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, the good thing is, I suppose, your new place, it's just a few minutes down the road from here. You didn't have to make that long a trip.
No, and you won't either. Yeah, so that's the good thing.
Yeah, I may be there a day or two or four a week. Yeah. I guess let's start off by kind of introducing yourself to folks a little bit. You guys are both, is it both of you Montanan, born, raised?
I'm actually was born in Oregon, but I've been in Montana since I was 17, so I feel like I can say I was raised here.
You've officially been adopted.
Absolutely.
Where in Oregon?
I was born in Medford, but I grew up in Waldport.
Okay. So. I was in McMinnville for 2.5 years, just south of Portland.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I lived in Beaverton for a long time and then moved to Montana.
It's very similar to Montana in many ways.
Yeah, no.
Aaron, how about you?
Well, I'm a fifth generation Montanan, and I've been in East Helena for a long time, born and raised, and Montana's my home.
And how long here in Helena?
All 35 years of my life. I've moved back and forth, but always come home. I love this place.
Okay. So, Montana is definitely embedded sort of in your DNA, both of you, at this point.
Well, yeah. Especially when we get married, definitely for her more now, so it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, in terms of career, what led you to this point? I mean, we're gonna talk about it as we circle around, but as we said from the front, you guys are getting ready to open a thrift store here in town. What leads you to, hey, we're going to open a brand new store, let's start a thrift store?
Well, it's been instilled in me for a long time. My mom has always brought me to the thrift store. I always went junk shopping. I've just always loved it so much. I worked for the Good Samaritan Thrift Store for about 3.5 years. Loved the place. It was really good to me. I left it July 15th. I'm kind of in a funk, I guess, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And then this lovely lady right here asked me, hey, do you just want to start a thrift store? And it just brought a new renewal to my life. And I'm just ready to get out there and bring back the old, good old style cheap thrift store.
Yeah. Mia, let's give your side of the story there.
Well, I'm just really excited to be able to give back to the community. It's something that I've always been passionate about, is to help others. And with Aaron's personality and me passionate about what the thrift store is all about, we're just really excited to be able to give back to the community, have really good prices, and to help people out. And so that's what I'm really excited about.
Okay. So did that idea come from, you're just tired of him banging around the house? You're like, man, I need you to do something. Start a store.
He's always talked about it. It's always something that has been in him since he was little, and it's something that he's always talked about. And he tried doing the eBay thing, and he really liked it and was really excited. And just one day I was just like, let's just do this. Let's just go and see what we need to do, and let's do it. And it's just been going ever since. So it's been pretty exciting to watch him come back to life and just really be passionate and excited about something again.
Yeah, we've got Aaron, we've got Mia, we've got a new thrift store coming to town. We've got a little bit of time still before we have to take a break, so we're going to keep talking about it. You, Aaron, you spent some time, you mentioned, working at Good Samaritan. What did your day there kind of look like? What was the day-to-day for you?
It's a thrift store, and people donating items. And the one thing I love about Helena so much, they are so giving. That's one of the reasons why I knew this would work, because they are just a great community to be in. So day-to-day life is just, for me, my favorite thing in the world is to get a donation, open that donation to see how many great things that are in that box that we can give back and do something with. So I guess that for me is like the best part of my day, is I love junk. And I love selling junk, and I love going through junk. I love all that good stuff. And it's not always junk. It's all really good stuff. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was the best part of the day, and I really enjoyed it there.
And how long were you there?
About 3.5 years.
Okay. And as you were not just stocking shelves. I mean, you were kind of.
I was the store manager there. Yeah. Yep. I ran the store. They have a director, Teresa Ortega, who's been there a long time. It was good. I mean, it was great. I loved it. I really did. But I think there's a point in time where I just wanted to do something. I'm kind of a restless soul. And I just was like, well, let me do something different. And then this is where we are now. So yeah. Let's see if it works.
So what did you learn? Just because, as you said, you sort of grew up in that environment. You kind of understood how that worked. But then you got into managing. I'm sure you must have then began to understand the business side of things. Mm-hmm. Certainly that's going to help with starting your own. What did you pull out of that just business-wise that's going to help this thing?
Always meet people halfway and be good to others. I always think if you can meet a person halfway, with that being employees or customers, it's always going to make you excel in anything you do. And just being passionate about it. I mean, you have to have passion. I mean, anything anybody does, if you don't have passion, what is there? So that's really what I learned the most. I mean, managing people is hard. Managing a thrift store was easy.
Yeah.
I just learned to be patient. That was a big one for sure. And I'm still learning that every day.
So are you going to have people working yours, or is it small enough that you're going to take care of it?
It's family ran. We have five kids.
So it's cheap labor is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you know, they're going to be tax deductions, all that good stuff. But yeah, cheap labor. So that, and we thought it was important. You know, it's a smaller store. We're just starting out. We just want to be able to have people come in and really feel that family vibe that we're all here together, mm-hmm. You know, and we really want this to succeed together.
Yeah. Aaron and me, our guests on Coffee Break this morning. Is there, and I recognize, I don't want this to come off as we are bashing Good Samaritan, because they they're a fantastic
amazing.
Store.
Yes.
They do a lot of really great work in the community. Teresa is a phenomenal human being. But the question with that as sort of the lead in, just my question is there anything you brought away from your time there at Good Sam thinking we can do this better? You know, because they have their way and it obviously works, but just you personally, is there something going, you know what, I kind of want to do this?
I definitely, we'll say this. If it wasn't for Teresa Ortega and the Good Samaritan, I wouldn't be the person I am right now. There's no doubt that I was given an opportunity to meet so many great people in this community, an opportunity to work with some really great people also. Can people always do something better? Sure. I don't know if it's called better. It's just different ideas.
Right.
You know, I definitely got lots of ideas. I'm very community-minded, so, and they are too, of course. I got lots of stuff. I don't want to give it all away, but I got lots of stuff.
We don't want spoilers.
I want you to have me back on the show so we can do this again.
I think maybe interesting to dig into a little bit. Who is it, Aaron, that shops at a thrift store? I mean, you work there, so I think you're an expert here. I think there's maybe for people that don't or that haven't, maybe there's just an assumption of who goes into thrift stores. But I think it's a wider selection of people that are in there than maybe people realize.
You're right, everybody. I mean, yeah. Everybody shops in a thrift store. I mean, you name it, they come in, every different kind of walk of life. So that's the great thing about a thrift store. You have people that are looking for high-end furniture, and then you have people that are not, you know, so that are looking for maybe just to survive. You have moms, single moms, you know, people that don't have a lot. So you get this whole array of just people coming in. It's pretty insane. That's one of the reasons why I loved it. You just meet so many different people.
Yeah. Mia, what is your experience with thrift stores? I mean, is it just through Aaron, or do you have kind of bring your own into this?
Well, I've always been a thrift store shopper, so that's really fun, but definitely Aaron is the one that has brought me into this. This was his passion, and I'm really glad to be a part of it and join him with it. And you know, we've been picking up a lot of donations. People in Helena have been so grateful and so kind, and everywhere I've gone, everybody's just talked about how amazing Aaron is and how great he did at Good Sam's and how excited they were for him to open his own store. And it was just really awesome to hear people talk so highly of him and just be excited that he's doing something like this and to be a part of it.
Yeah. You're listening to Coffee Break this morning. We've got Aaron and me in. We're talking about a new thrift store here in town. And, you know, it's a great way when so many people are talking about recycling, upcycling, you know, going green. That's exactly what a thrift store is doing, isn't it?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of great people recycling electronics, they recycle clothing, shoes, you name it. They're somehow, you know, they're reselling it or they're trying to recycle it. And I think that's really important. I think Helena community needs more of that. We definitely need to recycle a lot more and renew. And I think being a thrift store, it's not junk. You don't throw it away. You resell it because somebody else could use it. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. We've got to take a quick break. So we're going to go ahead and we'll do that now. And then we'll circle back around and talk more thrift store. We got to take a break because I got to get some caffeine so I can talk. We're going to take a break, come back, talk more thrift store on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around this morning. We've got Aaron McCarter and Mia Thomas. We're here to talk about a new thrift store coming to Helena. It's a Big Sky Resale Thrift Store and Consignment. This is going to be, I'm going to point it out because I didn't yet. Everybody's probably listening going, where is it? When's it opening? Give us like the important things. It's right behind Walmart. It's on, is it Billings? Is that the?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a Billings kid, so I like that.
2808 Billings Avenue, right behind Walmart.
Okay, that little strip mall section.
Or East Side Plaza. Yeah,
Plaza. You can't miss it. It's got a nice new blue sign up there.
Yeah, that's, basically I tell people there's the, in the one building is the old DMV, and then you come down a little bit where the old Montana Highway Patrol building is. If you ever drove by there many times, there was always a Highway Patrol car right there. I'm sure I've seen it. I always thought somebody's sitting in there. That's my own thing. That's right there. So we're pretty excited to be behind there. I think it's a great location.
Yeah, and thrift stores here in town, typically pretty busy. I mean, they're... This is a market that I would expect, and you wouldn't open a thrift store if you didn't believe that it can handle another thrift store.
Oh, definitely. I think when Helena Industries went down, and that was horrible, really felt bad about that whole thing, we kind of had a loss. We have two, of course. Well, we have three. We have the Fort, which is amazing. They do great work out there, but they're open 1 or 2 days a week. I think it was really important just, I think we can do it. I think it's going to be amazing. The most important thing for me is just keeping the prices low, moving it as quick as you get it, and just bringing that old school thrift store vibe. I just love that. Finding a treasure for cheap. Like, I want you to pick it up, and even if you don't need it, you're buying it.
Right. Because it's a dollar. Why not, right?
Yeah, why not? You don't need it, but you're going to get it.
Right. What's the process been like? Because this isn't a normal time to be starting a new business, right? I mean, there's a global pandemic going on. You're like, hey, let's start something new.
Yeah, we were going to start this prior to this whole pandemic, and we're pretty excited, and that happened. Like, oh man, what are we gonna do? It definitely is scary. We're jumping into something new, water, new territory. We have no idea if it's a good time or not, but when it's your dream, you just got to do what you got to do.
How tough was it to go from having the idea and sort of getting on board saying, yeah, we could do this, to then going, okay, now where do we put it, right? Like, finding that physical location, that's a big step.
You know, that was probably the hardest part for us. Like, we did a lot of looking around, a lot of research, looked at a lot of buildings, and a good friend of ours actually mentioned this location, and we called Jeff, and Jeff has been so great. He's the owner of the building. He's been so great, and he's completely blessed us, and it just really turned out to be a blessing and a great location for us. So
yeah,
it was really hard. When we first thought about it, it was like really exciting. We're like, yeah, let's do this. We're going to go, you know, meet with some people, get some things going. And then as things started going, we're like, oh wow, this is really happening. This is like, right, we're actually getting a building now. And, you know, and then you feel it. And that's the great thing about Helena. Everybody has been so gracious with donations and, you know, just helping us out and calling us. And even through the pandemic, you know, there were people that were like, I'll just leave it outside so you guys can pick it up. And, you know, so we didn't have to meet with people. And it's just been a really great experience.
Yeah. So there had to be stuff. I mean, there's got to be somebody listening out there thinking, I want to start my own business. I want a storefront. What was something that came up during that process that you sort of, that took you by surprise, that you didn't realize was part of the process?
I can't think of one. I don't want people to think, oh, it's always, you know, peaches and cream. It's
right, not,
but
right.
Man, since we had this idea to start this, it's just been so smooth. And I don't mean that in, like, it's hard. Business is hard, especially during this whole pandemic. But for us, it's been wonderful. Like, and I'm very optimistic, and I don't know what's going to, some days, not always, but I don't know what's going to happen today, but it's just been so smooth for us and so many blessings, and Helen has been so great. And then when I didn't think we'd find a building, it happened, you know. I think being patient is the biggest thing, and definitely through this pandemic, I guess it depends on what kind of business you want to run.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and also another thing is that we've been blessed with is, you know, the SBA has been a true blessing, and they've walked through us and helped us out. We've had any questions or we're worried about anything, they were there to answer them and meet with us, and they've just been a big help for us, for sure.
Yeah, we're talking Big Sky Thrift this morning. It's a new thrift store coming to Helena, and that's just what I'm going to call it.
I
think it's going to stick.
I want that. You know, I did Big Sky Resell. I got that name, and I was like, oh, I really like it. But then when you start with the whole process, and maybe this is one of the things, make sure the name that you pick is the one you want. I love Big Sky Resell. I kind of wish I went to Big Sky Thrift Store, but, you know, wish in one hand, you know, so.
Well, everything's got to have its nickname.
It does, yeah,
right?
I like that, and you just did it.
So there you go, Big Sky Thrift.
Yeah.
And your location, as we said, it's right behind Walmart there on the back side of Walmart on Billings. And you guys open, it's a week, right?
Yeah, July 1st, yep. We open at 9 a.m. July 1st. We're going to have a ribbon cutting. See, I can't speak either, and I had caffeine. Ribbon cutting at 11 a.m.
Okay, but people can get there before the ribbon is officially snipped.
9 a.m. we open up, and hopefully it's really exciting. I mean, I know it's kind of scary through this whole pandemic thing. It's kind of a lot of people transitioning into that. We're going to do everything we can to make sure everybody's safe as they can be. It's about 2,000 square feet. So, yeah, hopefully it will be good. You know, I can't see why it wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and the Helena Chamber is going to be there to do our ribbon cutting, and we're really excited about that we're a part of them and they're a part of us. So,
yeah. So, what was it like to see you got the building, then you started getting stuff in? But I think when it, at least in my mind, what would make it real is when that sign goes up over the door. What was that moment like?
It was, without me getting emotional, it was surreal. You know, it was everything that I've ever thought. You know, when you dream about something, and your dream comes true, whether it works or not, you've tried.
Yeah.
And for me, waking up every morning and knowing that I can go to a place that I love and do something that I love was pretty amazing. So for me, it was wonderful. I hope for you, man. What was your name again? Yeah. We're getting married here soon. I can't remember her name. Oh, gosh. No reflection on me, please.
It was actually really exciting. Like, you know, it is really different when you're just throwing stuff into a building. But once you get that sign up and you see it and you know that you're a part of it and it's something that your family is doing together, it really made my heart feel good to know that Aaron's dreams were coming true and I got to be a part and I get to be a part of that and our whole family gets to be a part of that. So it's just, all of it's just really exciting. It's just really coming together and the store is getting full and it's just,
It's transitioned from, this is a place where we're putting stuff to, it has a personality. It's a thing. It's an entity.
Absolutely.
And I think that was important. We want to be part of this community badly and we want to work hard with everybody and we want to grow. We want Big Sky Resell to be the place like, oh, hey, do you hear about Big Sky Resell? See, I said BSR. I like that.
There you go.
Like a brand. It's pretty sweet. But we just want people to know that we have cheap deals, friendly staff. They can come in. We just be part of that. We have the Good Samaritans. We have those places that are very integrated in this community. And people know what they do. And we just want to be part of that.
Well, and in terms of being part of the community, that's something that you're doing as well as a portion. I mean, this is we want to point out that this is a for-profit business.
Yep,
a portion of what you make every month, you're giving away.
Yeah, we're going to. So 10% of our earnings every month is going to go to a nonprofit in the Helena community. So we're really excited about that. We want to give back as much as we can. This is the way we're going to do it. So when somebody donates to us, they can know that we are giving back to people around here that we care about.
Yeah. And you've got a Facebook page. You've been reaching out to try to get the word out to folks. What's the response been like online? Because obviously you haven't had the people in the store yet. So that's sort of your barometer is What are we hearing from people online, on social media? What's that been like for you?
Well, it's been great. I mean, we have people constantly liking our stuff and responding to everything that we have on Facebook. We've had a really positive feedback from everybody. Everybody seems to be really excited to get a new thrift store in town. And I think we have like 380 people interested in coming to our grand opening on July 1st. So
no,
that's really... So that's really amazing.
I don't want to correct you,
I'm sorry. 560 people coming are interested in coming to our opening. So that's really exciting. I mean, people really want a new thrift store in town, and so we've had great response.
And so, have you been hearing back from folks of, we think you should carry and sell this, we think you should price things at this? I mean, has there been that level of involvement?
You know, there has been some people. Everybody's going to have a different opinion, so we're going to try to meet the needs of everybody, and hopefully we grow and get a, you know, and just get bigger and bigger as we go. Yeah, we've had some people, and we want that. We want that. Like, the community is going to be the ones that come into our store, that shop, that know what they want, and we want that feedback. We want to know what works. I kind of put a post on there like, where would you like to see clothing prices? Because I kind of know where I want them to be, but I want the community to come in and not have a bad taste in their mouth. I want them to feel good about what they're purchasing. So, and there's been some good feedback on that. Everybody kind of said, hey, I'll buy this for this, but I don't really feel comfortable at this price. Mm-hmm. So we try to reach out a little bit, and we would love more. If people have feedback, talk to us, because we want to grow with Helena. We don't want to just do our own thing, because it takes a village. And if we can, you know, be together and build this together, then I think it'll work.
Yeah. Aaron McCard, Mia Thomas, our guests on Coffee Break today. We got about 5 minutes, a little less of that left with him, with them. Big Sky Resale, it's a new thrift store coming to town. And like all, I guess, thrift stores, your merchandise comes in the form of donations. How's that been going? It sounds like really, really well.
It's outrageous how well. You know, I'm always surprised. You know, that's one of the reasons I really love this. Is because you open a box and you're like, wow, like that's amazing. And somebody's going to love that. And there's nothing better. It's been really good. I cannot say that the Helena community has blessed us. I feel like almost every box that I open is like, I'm like, man, I don't have enough room. There's so much good stuff. You know, so it's been really, really good. It's been amazing.
Well, and you're doing something a little different there too. You're actually going out and picking up the items from folks, right? They don't have to come and sit in a line and unload their car. You're going to pick up their stuff.
Yeah, at the moment we're doing free pickups. You can go to bigskyresale.com and schedule. It's very easy, interactive. You can get on there, do it yourself, or you can call our phone number. And what is that, babe?
Our office number is 406-422-5940. You can give us a call and we can schedule it for you there as well.
Yeah, and at the moment we're not taking donations. We're kind of just working that out still, trying to figure out how we're going to do it. If people want to come and drop off. But at the moment, we're just doing free pickups.
Okay. Yeah, so I've got a garage sale coming up this weekend. You can come and pick up stuff afterwards?
Yep. You just give us a call, schedule, or talk to Mia here. I'm not allowed to schedule. Cause I do it all up.
That's a smart thing.
Very smart. I wasn't even going to talk on this interview. I want her to do it all. You know, she's good.
And there are things that you can't accept, right? I mean, there are things that you're like, yeah, we can't really take that.
Yeah, and everything, if you go to our webpage, it kind of tells you everything we cannot take. We're not taking big furniture right now. If you just go to our webpage, it says it all right there. There's a lot there, of course, like car seats, baby cribs, things like that, just because we're not allowed to. But
right. Yeah, and people understand. I mean, you're not putting out, you've said the word, and I know you say it with love, but you're not putting out junk. You're putting out good stuff.
I'm putting out a lot of good stuff, but a little bit of junk here and there. I like good junk. I mean, yes, we're putting out the best of the best and super cheap prices. We're trying to do everything under $10. There's going to be some things that aren't, of course, but mostly everything in our store is under 10 bucks. And we want people, the consumer, to come in and really feel like they got a good deal. Because these same people that are buying are the same ones that are donating.
Right.
So I think that's really important to just keep that flow going, you know, in there and out of there very quickly.
So people can head into your store with a $5 or $10 bill and walk out with a basket full of stuff.
Absolutely.
That's the hope. Yeah. We really want to bring that back. I love that old thrift store vibe when you find a treasure for cheap. That for me is what a thrift store is. So we really pride ourselves. Of course we got to make overhead. But I think when you put the people first and you put the product cheap, I think it will all pay itself out in the end.
Right, and some things that you'll see in our stores, like books, toys, household items, clothes, linens, camping gear, outside stuff, shoes, we're really vintage, some small furniture. We're really excited.
So there's a pretty wide selection of stuff.
Yeah, yes. For sure. And like I said, they've been so gracious. We don't have enough room for everything, so we kind of pack it away. And hopefully as we grow, we'll bring it out more. You
know? Well, and running stuff at those cheap prices, you're going to have to be cycling stuff in pretty quick.
It. Yeah, we definitely, people can come in. We want people to come back in and realize that, or when they come in, that it's a cheap thrift store. We're getting back to the roots of what a thrift store is.
So people can come in multiple times a week because they're going to see new store every day.
If you're asking if you can, yes, you can. You can come in multiple times. We're okay with that. How long is your lunch?
Well, I get about an hour.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. My voice squeaked there. I didn't know what was going on.
So we're almost out of time. We got about 30 seconds left. You guys open on the 1st of July, 9 a.m., and you're right there back behind Walmart. What do people need to know? Heading away.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. My wife's talking to me. I mean, she wants to say it to say it. But, you know, we're locally owned, Montana grown. We're super excited to be here in Helena. We hope everybody comes out for our grand opening. And if you can't make it on our grand opening, please stop by. We want to earn the trust of Helena. We love you, Helena. We're excited to be here. And let's do this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic addition to the Helena community. I appreciate you being willing to come in here and be put in the spotlight.
No worries. Thank you for having us. We're super excited. Can we just stay here?
I mean, you can hang out. The show's about done. You know, not much else will be happening, but we can hang out.
In here. It's pretty chill, really relaxing. You know?
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming by. Thanks, everybody out there, for tuning in. We are all out of time on Coffee Break. Our friends from St. Peter's Health coming in tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.